speaking. That's what we believe. That's what we practice. God is still speaking. When we talk about God is still speaking, we believe that God is relevant even in our own time and in the things that we're doing today. And we need to listen and to see how God is interacting in our lives. It was the same way in the Hebrew Scriptures. You heard the Scriptures from Micah. Micah, you know, one of the Old Testament prophets, he's living in a time when they're in captivity. He's living in a time when things are going rough and things aren't quite as the way they're supposed to. That was often the case in biblical times. And so the question asked is, what does God require of us? What's God want me to do? Isn't that a question you have for yourself today? What's God wants you to do? Should I bring forth all these sacrifices? Maybe I should bring forth these sacrifices of animals. Will that please God? How about oil, which was wealth in his time? Should I bring forth all these rivers of oil that they just flow down the streets? Is that what's going to make God happy? Firstborn? And lastborn? Micah says, if I bring my firstborn to be sacrificed, would that make, it'd make you happy, did it? No. Would it make God happy? No. That's not what God wants from us. What does God want from us? Love. And Micah, he says, he puts it this way. God says to, what God wants from us is to do justice, love mercy or kindness, and walk humbly with God. That's what God wants from us. To say it with me. Do justice. Love mercy. Walk humbly with our God. Let's say it one more time. Do justice. Love mercy. Walk humbly with our God. Now, what the heck does that mean? What does it mean to do justice? You know, justice is kind of an elusive thing. We live in a country that prides ourselves on the concept of justice. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Liberty and justice for all. We, our framework of who we are is built on the concepts of God. Justice. Notice the scripture doesn't say, think about justice. It doesn't say, desire justice. What's the word that it uses? Do justice. Do justice. Justice is a very elusive thing depending upon the perspective of the person who's making a choice about what is just or not. What is just or not? What you might think is just is not just to someone else. What you might think is fair might not be fair to the person down the street. And as a nation, as a country, we have struggled with this concept of justice right from the very foundation of who we are. Do you remember in the very beginning a document that was penned by Thomas Jefferson? How's it go? How's it begin? We, the people of the United States, a more perfect union, do hereby establish. Except that even that document was plagued by injustice. What was the injustice in that document? Slavery. Who was included? How were women treated? As second-class citizens. Even though we were seeking a better life, a better justice than what we were under, we didn't accomplish it with the Declaration of Independence. And at the time it was formed, guess why we didn't? Why didn't we include all people in freedom? Why wasn't that included? Because there were rich and there were poor, but also there were what? North and South, right? And in the North and the South, there was an economic factor. And in the South, African Americans were slaves. And it had to be that way because that's how their economy worked. So when the Congress, oh boy, here we go again. When the Congress got together, they wouldn't approve the Declaration of Independence unless the clause about slavery was taken out. How many of you ever seen the musical 1776? Did you see the musical 1776? If you get a chance, rent it and watch it. It's fun, but it's about the writing of the Declaration of Independence. And to compromise, to get the nation born, we had to allow people to be enslaved. There's a problem. When we don't do justice, it comes back to bite us. Abraham Lincoln, Republican, very different Republican than today, called this country to the justice of freedom for all people. And a great civil war broke out. And thousands and thousands of our brothers and sisters died. This very church split in half over that issue of justice. Of justice. And it has come up again and again. Justice for you. How old are you? 34. There was a time when you couldn't vote. There was a time when you couldn't own property. There was a time when you were almost like a slave in this country because of being born a woman. Justice. From your perspective, would that be a just thing? Would that be okay? No? How about any of you other women? You think it's okay? But from the men's perspective of the time, it was very okay. Not now. Because those who were without power had a different view than those who were with power. And justice oftentimes is decided by those who have the power. Oh, I didn't say that at all. You didn't hear me say that. You didn't hear me say that. In the Hebrew Scriptures, you know what justice was? What was justice in the Hebrew Scriptures? An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. If you were, somebody did something bad to you, you did it back to them. If somebody stole, you know what you did? You cut off their hand. Some countries, that still happens today. That's their concept of justice. God wants us to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with our God. So how does Jesus look at this justice? What does he say about someone who does you wrong? They're forgiven. What does Jesus say to those who persecute you? Turn the other cheek. What does Jesus say to those who want to enslave you and make you walk with them a mile? Walk a second mile. What does Jesus say about all those people who are poor and needy? Blessed are they, because they will inherit the earth. And when we're persecuted because we stand for Jesus, he says what? Blessed are you, for yours is the kingdom of heaven. Wow. What's justice to Jesus? Justice transcends power. Justice is what is good for all of God's people and all of God's creation, regardless of where you are or who you are. That's justice. And when we take mercy on someone else, when we forgive somebody who sinned against us, the Lord says, blessed are you. Blessed are you. When your love transcends that injustice that was done to you. Blessed are you. And when we do those things, we walk with God. We may not. The thing that we may not do is stand idly by while injustice happens. God doesn't say, just look for injustice and pray for it. He says, do justice. Martin Luther King himself saw justice coming in the form of peaceful protest, as did Gandhi, as did other leaders, not through violence, but through the presence of the power of God. But it wasn't sitting back and doing nothing. Justice requires of us to be Christ in the world. Now, how do we do that? Well, we do it in a couple ways. We do it by holding fast to our faith beliefs and whenever we find an opportunity to share them. We do it by, when we see an injustice, intervene for the injustice. Not putting ourselves as number one, but putting the love and justice as number one. By reaching out to others in need. Do you know we have missions going on in our congregation? Do you know that this church is involved with mission activities? Would you tell us about some of the mission activities that we're doing? Give us a report.
Some of our activities.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't know whether Carthana. I don't know what's going to happen with her. We're going to intercede in her life and help her out the best we can. Wouldn't it be wonderful if she was the next Gandhi? You know? Maybe we'll do a little peace and justice through her. You know, I'm not going to make a political statement, but I want to tell you that what's happening in our Congress, in our government, is not just. It is not just. And it's time that our representatives started representing all the people of this country and not just their own interest. I pray for that. I pray hard for that. However it comes out. When you have an opportunity, and you will, don't walk by the injustice, but do justice. When you have an opportunity to bring peace, bring peace. When you have an opportunity to be the face and the voice of Jesus Christ, be the face and the voice. Because when you do that, you are walking with your God. What does God require of us? Do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with Him. May you do all three of those things. Amen. You know, if we talk about justice, the act that we're celebrating right now through human eyes would be entirely unjust. To take the Son of God, who did nothing, and beat him and condemn him to death upon the cross is a terrible, terrible injustice. But the justice is for the reconciliation of us through Jesus Christ. The mercy is what Jesus shows for us as He forgives us our sins. And you talk about somebody who walked humbly with God, even unto death, it was Him. On the night in which He was betrayed, He took the bread, and when He had given thanks, He broke it, gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat. This is My body, which is broken for you." When the supper was ended, He took the cup. And when He had given thanks, "Thank you, O Lord," He gave it to them and said, "This is My blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin." Wow. What an example for us and how we are to walk and be with God. Lord, forgive us of sins we may have committed, for the times we weren't doing justice, for the times when we rendered no mercy, for the times we pulled ourselves away from You. But You are with us always, Lord. Help us, Lord, to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk with You each and every day. Bless us In Christ's holy name, amen.